Magandang araw po mga tagapakinig. Welcome to another episode of Usapang Pinoy brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Pang-76 na yugto na po natin ngayon. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. At muli, salamat po sa inyong patuloy na pakikinig. At maraming salamat din po sa mga bumibisita sa Usapang Pinoy Podcast Facebook group page. Members of Usapang Pinoy Facebook page is steadily increasing. We gain new members every day. Salamat po. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay katulay ng ating pong series on Filipino-American organizations in Georgia. Ang bisita po natin ngayon ay si Glenda Blair, past president and current advisor of Saranay Club of Greater Atlanta. She will talk to us about Saranay, including all the great things about this strong film organization in Metro Atlanta. Ngunit bago ko po siya tawagin, narito muna ang ating mga importanteng anunsyo. Unang-una, on Saturday, September 13, 2025, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Martin Luther King Jr. Center will hold the 6th Annual Beloved Community International Expo, a celebration of international cultures with music, dance, performances, and presentations representing people worldwide. This free event will be held at 449 Auburn Avenue, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. Second, on Saturday, September 20th, 2025, from 6:30 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Columbus, Georgia, will hold its 36th anniversary and induction ceremony at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center, 801 Front Avenue, Columbus, Georgia. For tickets, please call Marie Albano at 706-461-4059. Ang pangatlo po, watch out for the announcement of the series of events in October, the Filipino-American History Month in Georgia. The FAM committee is working hard to get these events ready, so please watch out for the calendar of events, including declarations from Gwinnett County, Fulton County, Cobb County, Warner Robins, and the Governor of Georgia. Our main events are Sariling Tugtugin Himig at Sayaw by Philip Philam, which is a virtual event, Celebration of Faith, World War II, in the Philippines exhibit at Dalton College in Georgia, Parol Festival, and a documentary, Nurse Unseen. Please watch out for the FAM calendar of events coming out very soon. Ako po ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga tagapakinig. Ngayon po, please help me welcome our guest, Glenda Blair, who will talk about Saranay and beyond. Welcome, Glenda. Thank you for being here.
Good morning and thank you and welcome also. Thank you for having me this morning.
We are excited to hear from you. So let's go ahead and dive into our conversation. First,
all right.
Please introduce yourself to our listeners and who you are and what you do.
All right. Good morning sa mga tagapakinig. Good morning mga kababayan. Good morning everybody. My name is Glenda Blair, Glenda Mori Blair. Past president of Saranay Club year 2018 to 2023 and at the same time advisor at current. And was also the Philippine Independence Day Gala Atlanta Celebration Chair 2025, and being a supporter in our Filipino-American community here in Atlanta, Georgia, even Florida and the neighboring states in Georgia.
Great.
Like going there to visit and support. And specifically performing, like dancing with
yes,
friends.
Yes, that's right. We've been asking you to perform. So can you give our listeners a brief background of Saranay, its mission and its vision?
Yeah, Saranay was created back in 1991. It was like the military family mostly, and the Ilocanos at first, and friends. And then later, I mean, their mission at that time was like, when there are like new families moving in the area, they will help them situate like a place, mm-hmm. maybe donate or contribute some things that they needed in the house, like when they move in.
Right.
And then, yeah, when they move in, and also they donate some food, something, the basic needs that they need that they can do to support the community at that time. Like, that's how they gather. Like, they call it the Bayanihan thing mm-hmm. in the Filipino.
Right.
And then fast forward, so they welcome other Kababayan to be members. And so let's move forward all the way to where I already be with Sarna Club, which during the time of Vicky Hunter. Mm-hmm. So I was scouted to be one of the officers at that time. I just can't remember, was it during Randy already? Now, before they scouted me as one of the officers, actually, I remember just now, we were already been dancing and performing with Luisa Gadbolt, which is also one of the presidents of Serenity Club. And then during her term, that's when her and our extended friends, including myself, were very active supporting during her terms at that time. So, like, the support that we did, like, when she did an outreach program mm-hmm. or, like, a fundraising event, to be corrected on that. And we supported her at that time, and along with the dancing on the side. Be on the picnic, be on the formal event. We did that the whole time. I was with her the whole time. I was when I started, when I first got here in Georgia.
Right.
And then one day I was, yes. Did I consume the time?
No. Well, you actually answered the second question already when it was founded, and telling our listeners about Sorena's accomplishments that you are proud of. Because I've been to several of your programs, and tell me about the your program about sponsoring or helping a particular school in the Philippines. That's one of your major programs, isn't it?
Like the outreach program talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. At current, what do you call this? The Brigada Escuela is Visaya.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's all about the outreach program that the club supporting when it comes to school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So founded or it started during the term of Randy Cabanog. I was about to say Santiago again. It started. I always say that. It's always been my mistake. I mean, honest mistake, good mistake, actually. So it started during the term of Randy Cabanog. And then I was one of the officers at that time during his term. I think during his first term, I was the social chair. And then on his second term, I was the vice president. So he was the one that started that during his time. If I can recall it correctly, though, mm-hmm. During his time, he started the outreach program, donating school supplies, hygiene kits,
mm-hmm.
and slippers or sandals, and then raincoats. We had a time that we did the raincoats, and then feeding on the day of the distribution of the supplies.
Nice.
And then the planting trees.
That's very nice.
And yeah, we actually joint force with, I forget the name of the group, but we have a manpower over there in Zamboanga, where Randy is coming from,
mm-hmm.
that we joint with them when it comes to doing the outreach program. They do the distribution of the supplies. We do the supplies. We help making it happen to complete the supplies that they will give us. They do give us the code and all everything what they need. And that's when we started doing the fundraising in our part here. Mm-hmm. So we really work hard on that. Say, for example, the budget for the year is $2,000 or $3,000. That's why we work hard to come up on the budget just to send or to give that supply for them. On a particular school that we choose every year, because we do choose different school every year, Okay. Public school.
Okay.
Yeah, public school in the mountain.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that, because I thought it was just one particular school, but what you're doing is that you choose one school every year. So that's great.
Yeah. The reason why, I guess, because it's during Brandy's time. So the reason why I started in Zamboanga, because during his time. Mm-hmm. And also the reason why I stay still in Zamboanga is because it's so hard to find a group of people where we can trust and rely on doing the manpower to do the donations that we do from here.
Right.
And even so, buying all the supplies where we cannot have from here, and we just choose to buy it from there.
Mm-hmm.
That group has already been doing that for all this time.
Okay.
And so Randy has a connection to that group, and so we joined with them, and they're doing the manpower for all this outreach program.
That's great.
And like I said, it's different. Yes, thank you. And like I said, it's different schools every year. And we started only with 150, 100 some, mm-hmm. and now we're almost close to 300 students every year now. That's
great.
Why we're really double work on the budget.
If you need to another school, then let me know, because we have plenty of schools that are needing, and I do have some group there that you can work with. But think about it.
Yeah, we will. I can mention that during the long table, and
yes,
then we can think about that. Yeah,
sure. Please tell your listeners about Saranai's planned and upcoming events.
Yeah, we do have every November, every year of November, we have our founding anniversary, mm-hmm. and for this year it will be the 34th. Oh my God,
wow.
It's the 34th founding anniversary of Saranai Club. It's still out there doing good, doing well, mm-hmm. and we're still working hard. And at the same time, we have our induction of officers, the same celebration. Now, every November of the year, it's our 31st, it's our anniversary, founding anniversary celebration. Mm-hmm. And for this year, it is with the induction of officers. For next year, November, again, it will be the Hollywood, which is one of our fundraising events.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. I already have that on my calendar, November 15, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So moving forward, do you have future plans for Saranai?
The future plan of Saranai is to keep going our outreach, doing what we're doing now for our outreach program. We are the officers, the donors, and with our friends, it is always possible to make it happen every year, although it's really double work to raise the funds, what we needed. But since we started it, and for the future, that would be the goal for Saranai every year, to make it happen.
Great.
And yes, ma'am.
Because it's a very noble cause. If you remember, Galing Foundation used to do that, but they concentrated on schools in the Philippines, in the far-flung areas, and we had actually like about 8 schools that we were supporting then. But of course, that has been dissolved now. So please tell us about your advocacies and projects of Saranai that helps the local community here in Georgia.
Okay. If I may add on and go back now, just to do the background of what am I doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So during Randy's term, all the way up social to vice president. So the only reason why I said yes to be the next president after Randy finished his term at that time, it's because of what I saw what they started doing, which is the outreach program, which that's what we're still doing until now at present.
Mm-hmm.
And then I continue what Randy started because I like the goal of doing that. I always like to do thing in the community, in our community. Now, over here in local, I can talk about during my time, we did volunteer, you know, those homeless mother and kids.
Yes.
Yeah, we volunteered in one of those places here in Griffin, Georgia, during my time. And they do have this like the Goodwill, they have some people that will drop up donations, mm-hmm. anything that you don't need anymore in your household, in mm-hmm. your house. So we help sorted out all those, mainly clothes.
Mm-hmm. And delivered
mainly
it
clothes
to them.
At that time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we do have, that's as far as I can remember, and we do connect, or we keep up the networking and the connection with the other organizations, whatever right. their projects and their program also as well going there. When they reach out to us, we also give back or give right. donations to
yes,
them.
Yes,
I think that's
yes, yeah. I've seen that happen. You've always been supporting all the other organizations. Now, is membership open to non-South Atlanta residents?
Is membership open?
Yeah, to, I mean, because normally Saranay is, well, from what people know, members of Saranay live in the South. Is it also open to non-South residents, like in the North or in any area?
Yes, it is. It is open for everybody. Because like now, Saranay has a big network now.
Mm-hmm.
So we go support a other orgs or clubs events, and we do donate when we can, mm-hmm. and then the main support we do is we go there
right.
and present ourselves in like 1, 2 to 3 tables sometimes.
Right.
And then I forget the question. What was that?
No, you've responded already. If membership is open, and actually I'm a member. If you can check if I have renewed my membership because I need to do that. Yeah. All right.
It is welcome for everybody. It is open for everybody. That's right. It's open for everybody. We actually have different ones from the North already mm-hmm. because, like I said, our network is extended to I can say that for the organizations that have been also active around in our community.
Mm-hmm.
We've been active with them also as well. So
great. So mm-hmm. before I let you go, please tell our listeners where to contact you for membership and for your November 15 event.
All right. They can. It's been on Facebook now, and we've been blasting that on the special in Atlanta Pinoy. And you can also contact me and the officers, which we have a sitting president, which is Miss Dulcie Upchurch, and Johnny Carter as the vice president. And the event on Facebook, that they can search that because it's a public setting, so they can see that it's already out there. And we have the November 15th this year, and comes by next year, we have the membership drive and the family picnic and right. the egg hunt at the same time. So that's when we do our membership time. But they can always reach out to us to be a member any time of the year, even before the picnic time, which is the membership drive for
great,
us.
Great, great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I can give the number when I get a chance for them to know who to reach out, and you can also reach me at, and also Randy.
Great, great. Thank you so much. With that said, I will let you go, and I will see you around soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
For having me and Saranay Club.
You're very welcome. Welcome back, mga kababayan. I want to thank our guest, Glenda Blair of Saranay Club, for sharing us important information about Saranay Club. We appreciate it very much. Now, here is our fun corner. It's titled Hilarious Things My Filipina Mother Taught Me. You won't hear this from anyone else in the world except from a Filipina mother. There are 10 of these, but I'll share the first 5 with you today. First, my mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. When she says, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. Number 2, my mother taught me religion. When she says, you better pray that will come out of the carpet. Can you hear your mother saying that now? Number 3, my mom taught me time travel. This is what she says. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. I'm laughing already. Number 4, My mother taught me logic. When you question her, she says, because I said so, that's why. And number 5, my mother taught me more logic. She says, if you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. So there's more, but this is the next 5 will be at our next episode. So you can stop laughing now because I'll give you the rest on our next episode. Ngayon po mga kababayan, bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang bagay na nakakapagpamuni-muni sa atin. Number 1, a genuinely happy person is one who has rendered others happy. And that is by the Asaku Ikeda Buddhist philosopher. Number 2, you must love in such a way that the person you love feels free. That is by Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese monk. And the 3rd, we can either make ourselves miserable or we can make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same. That's by Carlos Castañeda, a Peruvian anthropologist. Yun lang po for today. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usaping Pinoy at sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli. Paalam muna sa ngayon. Ang sanggol na nasa damba na maganda ng mga di nakikita.